The other friend who's sitting at the table with us, the president and chairperson of the DTE Energy Foundation, the one and only Lynette Dowler. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, Paul W. Thank you for having me. And what an honor to be here among all these incredible and amazing women. And I would just be remiss if I didn't give a shout out to Ann Thomas for being the brainchild of this whole initiative. So just very, very honored.
Over 12 years ago, she came and said, "What do you think of this?" And I was on right away. She mentioned this earlier. I bought into it right away. You have a great job, Lynette, in that you give money to organizations that will greatly benefit from DTE and the foundation, including my Paul W. Smith Golf Classic. And the DTE Energy Foundation is a major supporter for tonight's tree lighting ceremony at Campus Martius.
It really is, and I have the honor tonight of actually lighting the tree.
Oh,
and,
boy.
I've got a great helper tonight. My 12-year-old grandson, Russell, is going to join me at the tree lighting, and we just cannot wait to ring in the holiday season this evening out at Campus Martius.
This is a great season, and it begins this morning. It is the opportunity for those of us who should be grateful for what we have to step back and take a look at what we have and also notice that there are a lot of people that don't have what we have or can come close to it. And in this season, at least, we share and help as much as we can, even though the organizations that we give to have to help year-round. And the people that you fund at DTE Foundation are doing work year-round. It's around this time that we all recognize that.
Absolutely. This is a time of love and unity and bringing together and also being generous and having a generous heart. And how do we do that in a way that really makes a difference? And the 400 nonprofits that we support all across the state of Michigan, as you said, they do this work. They are the hands and feet every single day in this great state to help those that need a hand.
It is, by the way, the way we find out that it really does matter and that it really feels really better to give than to receive oftentimes. This is a time of year when we all give, hopefully, and we can teach our children about philanthropy and the joy of giving.
Oh, absolutely. We'll be passing out Thanksgiving dinners next week. Our teams will be out on Christmas morning serving seniors all across the Detroit region. And it's giving every single day, and especially on the days when others might be home tucked in and having a great time. How do we step up and make a difference?
And Russell is going to learn a lot tonight
watching
you and being there with you and helping you throw the switch at the great tree lighting.
Absolutely. We're really looking forward to it. Can't wait. It's going to be cold, but we're all going to have warm hearts tonight, Paul.
Oh, that's well put. It is, you know, as we think about it, it is going to be cold, like it was for those people who spent the night out in the parking lot at Covenant House last night. Really cold. But again, the point being, you learn that we have it so much better than so many others. And a lot of time during the year, we don't think that. We think about the things we don't have rather than being grateful for the things that we do have. This is where we focus in on that. And it is for all you do with the DTE Foundation and personally and professionally as president and chairman of the DTE Energy Foundation. It's why we're proud to say, Lynette, you are a woman who leads in our 12th class. Lynette Dowler here on WJR.